Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. And here in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad that you're joining us tonight. By the way, I just want to highlight the fact that we are live. We're a live radio program. It's pretty unusual to find live radio shows on Sunday evenings, but Free Talk Live is one of the few and the proud, right?
That's right.
That also means you can call into the show. And the format of Free Talk Live is open phone, so you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. We'd love to talk with you tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free, if you want to call us on the phone. And you can also get in touch with us on Skype. And we've just recently added that new option for calling into the show. And the way to do that is adding LRN.FM, that's LRN.FM, as a contact on Skype. And we'll connect with you, and then we'll be able to put you on the air. But in the meantime, I think we're going to start out talking about something that is of interest to us. And since I'm in the, what is it, Mark, that you call it, the big girl seat?
You're in the big girl seat. Big kid seat.
I get to choose the topic that we start off the show with. And you had brought in an article, Mark, that you told me about a little earlier called The Five Myths About Marriage. And I thought this was really interesting because, you know, often on Free Talk Live, things get a little bit political, right? And while that's really interesting, and I know a lot of people are interested in talking about what's going on, current events and politics, I think that it's also important to talk about personal issues in our lives and how those relate to our personal freedom. And so marriage is one of those personal issues that I think everybody can sort of relate to in some way, and it has probably an effect on their life in some way or another. So let's talk about marriage and talk about the myths about marriage that we're all told.
Hopefully what we're doing on Free Talk Live is we're talking about current events and the issues that surround them, and whatever's going on in people's relationship is also a current event. It's just one that doesn't get publicized. And so there's issues that surround these things, interactions between people, relationships. And I think that that's just as important as what we talk about as far as news items and the issues that surround them. So this is an article from livescience.com. And I love getting my articles from them. I don't know that much about the organization, but they certainly sound legit, don't they?
They do a lot of science. Science journalism, and I've read a lot of live science articles myself. You know, they're covering science, right? And so there's different degrees of quality of science, right? Mm-hmm. If we're taking the scientific method, ideally, this is the way to tell what's true and what's not true, right? It's the best method we have for telling what's true. And
right, it's the best method we have, I would say.
But, you know, it can be biased, and not everybody's doing this scientific method perfectly, and it's not always possible to do it perfectly. For instance, like if you're trying to study large groups of people, well, you can't, like, control them from the moment of their lives. You know, certain things just aren't possible and aren't ethical either. So we have to kind of go with the best quality data we can get. It can be wrong, right? It can be subject to bias of the scientists who are reporting on it and the journalists who are covering the science, you know, the primary literature in science. And so there can be all kinds of caveats, but I do really like live science because it brings science sort of into the mainstream news.
Speaking of which, you're a doctor and gal now.
I got my PhD on Friday, and I'm really happy to share that with everybody.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal. So there's a doctor on Free Talk Live now.
Right.
The show's legitimate.
I love that promo for Free Talk Live, Mark, that I hear sometimes on LRN, where you say, go online later tonight, I'll be Dr. Man.
That's right.
Man, which used to be Mark's radio name.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, it's just some letters or numbers. I mean, are you any smarter than you were a week ago? Probably not, but now you can say you're a doctor.
Maybe, you know, I definitely have learned things more than 5 years ago, for sure. Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm really happy to have achieved that. But anyway, let's talk about marriage.
We'll see if you can learn something about the myths surrounding marriage here.
Yeah, let's lay it on me.
Dr. Stephanie. So myth number one is that half of marriages end in divorce.
This is one I've heard.
Yeah, it's a common trope. Yep. Half of the couples who tie the knot will be untying it before long. In fact, it's true that the divorce rate is about half the marriage rate, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as of 2009.
Wait, divorce is a disease?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like, what is the CDC wondering
I have things to do.
I mean,
there's not enough drug-resistant gonorrhea for them to worry about. They have to study the
Look, as long as they keep the windows closed there in Atlanta, that's all I care about. You know, you just keep the windows shut, people. Whatever you're doing in that building. Makes me scared. The government's playing with the botulism and the black plague and bubonic plague. That's what I wanted to say. Anyway, in 2009, the marriage rate was 6.8 people out of 1,000, and the divorce rate was 3.6 people out of 1,000. But simply tallying those numbers doesn't provide a very accurate picture. And really what it is, it's the serial divorcers.
Right.
So if you wait to get married until you're 32...
You are way less likely to divorce, right?
Right. You're significantly less likely to divorce. My dad, I think, had 5 or 6 marriages.
Wow.
And so,
he's driving up the statistics, Mark.
Right, that's exactly right.
He's writing the curve.
So the 12 people have to get married and stay married in order just to counteract his numbers. So that's not fair.
Wow.
And also they say that to some extent people's lives change as they go on. So, if you got married and you were married for as long as the kids were in the house and then you got divorced and wanted to do different stuff because you'd changed, you'd grown in different directions, and really, what's the problem? So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I had thought I remembered hearing that it was actually sort of a J-shaped curve as far as divorces go. So let's see, if you wait until you're older, like you said, over age 35 to get married, it's less likely to end in divorce.
Period.
But
yeah.
if you marry like your high school sweetheart, like between age 18 and 22 or something, they are more likely to stay together because usually people who marry at that age have religious motivations, right? Or they just, they've never experienced more than one partner and they think they couldn't possibly divorce, right? So for whatever reason, but in the middle of that zone there, right, like sort of the youngish people but not too young, they are the most likely to get divorced if it's their first marriage when they're that age.
Yeah, I think that, there's something to be said for making sure that this is what you want. And I don't think that everybody necessarily takes marriage to be the end-all be-all, it's just another step in the relationship, and if it's time to end it, you end it. There's a Brad and Angelina quote, or maybe it was Brad, no, it was Brad and whoever was it?
Jennifer Aniston.
And basically they said something like, in some quote, I only hear these things secondhand, but it's like, we'll do this marriage thing for as long as we want to do it, and then, when something better comes along, we'll do that.
Fancy
why,
that.
So why make it legal? I mean, I don't know. That just doesn't make much sense to me.
I think that people, it's just the path, and people think you should walk the path.
Yeah,
it's just what you
guess.
Do.
Yeah.
But maybe it's worth questioning that, right? Like, is it right for me to get married? Does that make sense? Does it confer some advantage over, my current position in life? That's really important to think about.
And I think that, so I think having children is really what matters, and buying a house is really what matters. Marriage and divorce doesn't really matter if you don't own a house or have kids. And usually the house is a liability and not an asset. So, it's splitting a liability. I think that it really, otherwise it doesn't matter. If somebody comes into the relationship with the domicile, then mostly a divorce wouldn't make a big difference. If once you have kids, it really throws things in. So the real relationship is putting your, name on a mortgage with somebody. And I don't necessarily recommend this. Really, it's a better thing to do for one person to buy and the other person to sort of rent from them or help them.
I've known people who have gotten joint bank accounts but have not been married, and then later on they broke up, and it was a nightmare trying to disentangle the financial stuff.
Right.
Or credit cards or whatever.
It would be my wife and I do this, joint, financial stuff, and it would be a nightmare. I mean, if I would still, she helps with Free Talk Live and doing some of the books and stuff like that. I'd still want her to do that even if we got divorced, because it would be, I just don't want anybody I don't want to have to learn how to do it so that I can teach it to somebody else. Right. I've got a key employee, essentially, and I can't let them go. So,
wow.
Well, I'd like to maybe explore what some of y'all's thoughts are about divorce, and you can call in at 855-450-FREE and tell us what you think of it. I mean,
is marriage a disease?
Well, nowadays, people are more free to leave bad relationships, right? That's another way you can look at increasing divorce rates. So let us know what you think, and there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is live, which means we can take your calls at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. That's our phone number to get in touch with us tonight. We're going to start off with a call on Skype, but first Mark has a message he wants to bring to us.
That's right. You can save up to 75% off on prescription medications, all kinds of different prescription medications. So all you have to do is give Save On Meds a call. They've got licensed pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, and they can bring you 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol medication, cancer drugs. They've got inspected factories, independent third-party testing of genetics for
cancer
purity.
Cancer drugs can be really expensive.
They can be, and it costs a lot of money, and you might as well make these, you know, these little nations work, you know, use these
generics, the exact same thing as the prescription stuff, or sorry, not the name brand stuff. That's what I
think. They've got generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill when it's normally $25, and that's a big difference. These pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. for 9 years. You can get, like I said, generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. All you have to do is give them a call for a free quote, and any information, any questions you have, call Save on Meds. It's 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363 for Save on Meds. One more time. I'm just going to make sure I got that. 888-6969-363.
All right. Well, that's easy to remember. Let's talk with Zach. He's listening on Skype. Hi, Zach.
Hi. How's everybody doing tonight?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Well, like you guys were just talking about, and I will admit it is nice to get away from the politics for an evening. But
no, I don't know whether you're going to go that far.
Yeah, we'll see how the night goes. But I think you guys are right on point here, and I'm kind of glad that I'm not alone in this line of thinking. I'm 26 now, and you know the topic of marriage is within the 10-year plan, I'm sure. I've held out this long because I've watched my father. Well, the first one with my mother, I wasn't old enough to remember, but he's now on his fourth marriage. I had to count in my head for a second. I believe he's on number four now. And, I mean, through no fault of his own, the first three, I see his point of view on it.
Really? Through no fault of his own, the first three? I love that statement.
Well, you know, from his side of the story anyway.
I hear you.
So, and now that I'm getting to be this age, we've had these conversations, and he told me this, you know, the third one would have went fine, but they fought about all the time was finances.
It's money or sex. Those are the two things that marriages tend to not work about.
And he told me, when I get there, just keep everything separate. And to me, it sounded messy. But, you know, somehow they pay about half the bills each. And then they have their own bank accounts for toys or whatever. As long as the bills get paid, everybody's happy. And I have to admit, I have a friend who is my age and married, and he does this. And the whole time I've known him, I always thought of, don't you trust your wife? But to me, it seemed like there wasn't a level of commitment there, but the way my father described it to me was, you know, maybe this is the way to go, and I wonder if this is one of the, you know, the biggest factors why so many people find themselves with unhappy relationships.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And, you know, perhaps having separate finances, of course, as long as people share the same values about that, that could avoid a lot of problems. I mean, personally, I think that's the way I'm most comfortable with living.
I see value in it. My finances are not split. And I'd like to, you know, I'm only going to advocate this for people for whom it's going to work. Because if it doesn't work, this is a terrible idea.
Well, But couples are different, right? Like sometimes both people have an income, right? And so if you're in a dink situation, right?
Dual income, no kids.
Like, you know, maybe it makes sense because you both pay for your own stuff, and then for shared expenses, you find a way to divvy it up that's fair to everybody. Mm-hmm. But when one person has no income and, for instance, is like doing full-time childcare, I think it makes more sense to merge things. You know, because they're essentially doing more than a full-time job.
Sure.
Right? I remember reading some economist did an analysis of like, okay, the productive work that, you know, stay-at-home moms do, mm-hmm. or stay-at-home dads, I guess. But like, you know, I think they were just specifically talking about women who like, you know, carry a baby to term, have the baby, stay home with it and raise it and work for it all the time. And he found that they were doing about $100,000 per year worth of labor to care for the child.
Yeah, I wonder what dollars an hour he picked for that number. But yes, absolutely. Anybody?
Well, I could see it. You're on call in the middle of the night. You're on overtime all the time. I mean, I don't know what age the kids were in this study. I'd have to go back and look at the details.
The whole way through, probably.
But the point is, they're generating value even if they're not getting paid by an employer, right? And so if they have a spouse who's going out and saying, okay, I'm going to be the earner for this family, then perhaps it is fair to have sort of more sharing of the finances.
Seems like it. And the other thing that I'd say is that you know, one thing that sort of defines a mature economy is division of labor.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you should take. You don't want me doing your brain surgery if Stephanie's around, right? So I'm not saying she's a brain surgeon or anything like that.
I have on mice, actually. That was my PhD thesis project.
Right, but you know, so right, who are you going to pick here? And so if you have the opportunity between me and my wife for somebody to do the books, you know, I'll bounce a check every 2 or 3 months, just because I'm not paying attention. It's not that we don't have the money. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't pay a bill or, yeah, something. And so you want to put people where they do things well. She's, I think, missed two bills in whatever 7 or 8 years or whatever we've been married, and she beats herself up over those things. You know, it's important to her.
I think the biggest point is just to make sure that you're on the same page about it with your partner, right?
Yeah.
Like to talk about it.
Well, you've got to know what the dangers are, and there's more dangers in mixing one's finances. And so if you're not going to mix, you know, if you don't mix your finances, there's things to think about and different sort of ways to go about setting up the relationship. I have two friends who are married but don't have kids, and they've kept their finances separate throughout the years. They actually, you know, they go in and pay for when they're splitting a bill. Mm. They both pull out their money and they in a restaurant. They just pay right there together,
right.
And
I really
works
like,
fine.
I really like that sense of sort of egalitarianism, I guess. Like, I like the idea that, like, sort of everybody's contributing in this relationship, and it's made very obvious by the fact that we're splitting these bills, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. That's worked well for me in the past. But then again, I can also see, like, you know, you love your spouse. Perhaps you'd like to give them a gift, right? Perhaps you'd like to keep on giving them a
gift. Right. I can't give my wife a gift.
Value to you, right?
But I can't give my wife a gift.
Oh, because it's your money together.
I don't have any money. No. Let's be 100% clear how this works. Is I go, I give her the money, and she takes care of it from there. So if I want to get a gift, I have to, like, ferret away 20s until I have enough money to do that.
Like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right. You see the problem. And that's essentially, you know, it works for everything else except this one area. Fortunately, she doesn't want gifts. You can't buy her anything anyway that she wants. So
you could, like, weave her a basket or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Pick her some wild flowers from the meadow.
Yeah, you can always get away with flowers. That's always a good thing.
Zach, any final thoughts?
No, hope the conversation goes well tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Zach. And this is Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think about marriage, divorce, family finances. It's a really interesting topic to me, and I think it's very relevant to people's lives. The number is 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype. More coming up. Stay tuned.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you will find access to a lot of old archives. I was almost going to say all of our old archives, but Free Talk Live has been on the air for 10 years, and not quite all of them are there, but most of them are. So if you check out archives.freetalklive.com, you'll get access to MP3 archives for free of all, you know, almost all the old Free Talk Lives going back to 2006, and then there's season 1 and 2 on torrent files. And if you just go to the front page of freetalklive.com, you can see the most recent 7 episodes right there for you, free to download, free to share, and we encourage you to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Most shows out there, they're charging you for the, you know, the older episodes or whatever, and Free Talk Live gives them away. BitcoinStore.com. This is a new revolutionary store. They're taking only bitcoins. You cannot go there and buy consumer electronics, more than 500,000 items ready for shipment right now. You can't buy them with U.S. dollars. You can only buy them with bitcoins. At a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro.
That's pretty good.
Right, like where are you going to get 0% markup?
Yeah.
Go there, take a look, compare what it is that you want to get to the major online retailers, and see who's lower, because the chances are very, very good that it's going to be BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoin into real-world items. Fact is that wealth isn't denominations of money. Wealth is things. And if you want to Do you want to turn your Bitcoins into something? This is the probably the easiest way to do it. And you can go to bitcoinstore.com and use them there. It's really great. They're putting, you got to push on in order to reach a goal. I think it's of 800,000 or 850,000 in sales by the end of the month so that they can continue to offer this 0% markup from Ingram Micro. They've got some kind of deal set up. And the guy who set it up wants to make no money. He just wants to say, hey, look, yeah, you can buy things with Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, you know, it's important.
Think so, about if you got those Bitcoins for $4 or $2 each, or maybe even for free.
And you're buying a laptop for a Bitcoin and a half or whatever. Yeah. also, this may be of concern to people. Some people really concerned about their privacy. The government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. Because all you need to do is give your address and pay in Bitcoins. Bitcoins are potentially anonymous online currency, so go there to bitcoinstore.com.
Yeah, who says you sent that computer to yourself, right?
Indeed. bitcoinstore.com. They've got all kinds of consumer electronics there.
All right. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live tonight, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact on Skype, and that's how we can hook up with you and get you on the air. But let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to Tricia, listening in North Carolina. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, everyone. Congratulations, Stephanie, on your doctor.
Thank you so much.
You. What an accomplishment.
Oh, thank you. I feel really relieved right about now.
Nice person. A lot of work. People do underestimate how much work it really takes to get that doctorate.
That's the truth. It was really hard.
It's like trying to explain the number 1 million. I mean, you just can't talk about how much work it is. It's just so much.
Yeah, thanks for understanding.
Awesome. I don't have one, but my mother does, and several of my friends, and it's underestimated, and people think you're just lucky. You're not lucky. You put in a lot of time and effort, so congratulations.
Wow, feels so great to be recognized, so thanks. What else is on your mind tonight?
Well, I called in about the issue of divorce because I'm currently going through one, and I really didn't know. There's so many things I could say about it, but, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. But in my case, divorce to me is almost like a disease. It invades every part of yourself. It invades your children, the businesses, finances, the friends, family, and it affects so many people in such a negative way. It's been probably, definitely the worst experience of my life.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that.
The children, because their 13-year-old sons, I think, taken it the hardest.
Is the divorce amicable?
No.
How does one, I mean, I think this is what everybody hopes for when it comes to divorces. Can you think of a way that would have made it so that this divorce would have been amicable?
Well, I was so naive. I thought it could be amicable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was beyond naive. When my husband filed the divorce papers on the 15th of June, my twin birthday was on the 28th of July, and I thought we were going to have a joint birthday party for him. This is how naive I was. I was like, okay, we're just going to have a birthday party. You know, we're still their parents, we're still a family, we won't be living together. But what happens is, and what I found between myself and friends of mine, when there's a lot of money and assets at stake, it becomes less and less amicable. The lawyers dig in, they see the dollar signs, and it's almost like they pitch you against each other. So the only way I would say it'd be amicable would be if you were, like, one of my best friends is either a serial marrier or a serial divorcer. I don't know which one. All of her divorces are amicable, but there's no finances ever involved, and they work out great.
She keeps her finances separate? I assume this is a she. I don't know why.
Yeah, she does. She's the only one with finances. She seems to marry men that don't have anything, so it works out perfect.
Ladies, don't do that.
That's a big mistake. But I think that if it wasn't for the, I think one person chooses, either both people would choose it to be a non-amicable really position, or you would have to both choose it. But once someone gets money hungry, that changes everything. Like my brother-in-law said, the worst thing he said the only thing worse than divorce is death, because of what his friends have gone through, because he owns a business, too. And
I don't know. Sometimes I think death would be easier.
I feel the same way.
You're not fighting.
I really do.
It's not a solution, Tricia. But
No. I'm stronger than I ever have been. Believe me, I'm stronger than I ever have been. But one thing I would like, I know that people say, "Well, I'll never get married again," but I don't see, you know, at my age, 46, ever getting married again. That what would be the purpose of it? You know, I'm not going to have kids.
Yeah, what is the purpose of marriage besides children? And I really don't know.
I don't even know if that's a real purpose, because I think it would be easier because your kids see marriage as such a, I don't know, like the end all, the be all and the end all. So when that is over, it like destabilizes them so much. So if you weren't married to begin with, and you were their parents, you would be just their parents to them. You wouldn't be like each other's mate. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Maybe it's they're focused on the you know, marriage certificate, right, or the marriage in quotes, rather than the relationship between their two parents, right? And if they have a solid relationship and the kids feel secure, you know, that they're going to stay together, then maybe that makes more difference than having a piece of paper that says they're married, right?
I think so. I really do. I mean, I would be. And another thing, the finances, I agreed with your last caller, from father told them to keep them separate. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with trust. It's nice to have your own identity, be able to take care of yourself, have your own money. And if you do want to treat that person, I would definitely suggest people, keep your money separate. It doesn't mean you don't trust a person.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, why aren't prenups, like, where do they get such a bad name, you know, prenuptial agreements? Like,
Well, it's like planning to break up, right? I mean, I could see how that would be a little stressful.
Yeah, but where is that different from, like, keeping your money separate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least in the set system, I don't see the point to marriage at all, but, you know, if you're going to have this thing,
yeah, why not lay out the terms? If you're going to have a contract, why not lay out the terms of the contract?
Right, it just seems like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have money though first to have the prenup. And if you start off with nothing and then you make the money, you can't get a prenup. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that might be
so.
Fair. Yeah.
Trisha,
great topic. Thank you and congratulations, Stephanie.
Thank you, Trisha. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855 450 free.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you'll see how you can connect with us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. You can also get our emailed updates when there's something big that happens with the show, like adding a new radio station or some big news. We'll email out all of our listeners that are on the email list. And to access all of those things, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. And Brian has been posting updates on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Is that right? I know people really enjoy interacting there.
Yeah, I did earlier, and I think
I'm supposed to be doing that. I probably should put this story up. I'll do that now.
Okay. I put you gentlemen on the spot. Sorry about that.
No, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
So there's Satoshi Circle ups the ante in the Bitcoin gaming world, offering a beautiful interface, great payback odds, loads of action, even penguins and balloons.
That's right. Have you played Satoshi Circle?
I have played it. I was actually one of the beta testers for Satoshi Circle.
And I was winning, by the way, the whole time.
Wow.
And it's essentially this online, I don't know, it's a game.
It's a roulette
wheel
style game.
And you use, the bitcoins to play, so it's not government money, so it doesn't count as currency in that way. And it's very interesting and pretty. And
yes, and very interactive. Like, they've got all kinds of sound effects. Actually, if you go to the website, which is satoshicircle.com, and Satoshi, S-A-T-O-S-H-I, circle.com. You can hear me actually introducing the website.
You get so much voiceover work. I got to say, I'm jealous. I don't care about your PhD. You get all this voiceover work.
Well, if people want to hire Mark for voiceover, right. Maybe they can get
some nasally guy.
I think your voice is great, Mark, but I have the sexy edge, right? So if you want to hear my sexy intro to Satoshi Circle, visit their website. And, it's a very addictive game, I have to say. I was playing it, and I felt like I couldn't stop. I can see why people play these things all day. But it's fun, you know. And since launching on Friday on Free Talk Live, they've had, well, this copy says more than 28,000 spins, but I just looked at the website, and it's up over 33,000 spins.
Yeah, people are spinning there, so, and... you know, making bitcoins and losing bitcoins and all that stuff. You know, what's, I think, really important, I don't know if it mentions it there in the copy, but they have a sort of a very low take for the house.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a big deal, right? You know, that's what this is all about.
I think this is way better odds than other online games or other, you know, physical games, like if you were to go to a casino. I mean, that...
Oh, yeah, it's hugely more than casino.
You know, the odds are pretty good. I mean, because they've got a wheel with something like, you know, 17, 18 slots or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they've got, you know, different... You spin the wheel, and it'll land on, you know, 2X or 1.5X, and then you get, you know, 2X your wager.
People have to go see it. It's beautiful and interactive, and it's got a great voiceover.
And you can play on your phone. You can play in your smartphone, tablet, computer, browser. You can even play on different devices at the same time, and it'll integrate across the devices. So just really
Why would you want to do that?
If you just can't get enough, if like one website is just not enough.
You got to go to the bathroom.
You got to do it all at the same time.
All right, that's amazing.
Or maybe if you want to share your account with somebody. Right, like you could share it with your wife, right? You merge your finances.
Yeah, she can,
gives you
can
a couple
go do
Bitcoin.
Her own spinning.
And you can even compete against other people on the global leaderboard. So check it out. It's SatoshiCircle.com, SatoshiCircle.com, Circle.com. And it's the next big thing in Bitcoin gaming.
Yep. You know, it raises a theological question.
Theological?
Theological question, because
from the
Bitcoin isn't stamped. Yes, I am an atheist. Bitcoin isn't stamped by Caesar or any kind of government body.
It doesn't say in God we trust on it.
Right. And so what I wonder is that can Christians gamble? Since this may not be in God's eyes, Bitcoin might not be money.
Well, it's not gambling because it's not a government currency, which is the real God.
Ah, see, okay.
So it's gaming.
Really. So technically, it's just gaming. I'm sorry.
Well, Brian, Jesus died for your sins, so you might as well sin. Live it up.
Wow. I like that.
Actually, you know, gaming is a long Christian history in this, and sometimes they believe that, you know, often we'll believe that God decides the outcome. So, you know,
God doesn't roll dice.
If God likes you, you can just go ahead and play SatoshiCircle.com, and there won't be any problems.
By the way, I just got an instant message on our LRN Skype from the creator, or one of the co-creator of Satoshi Circle, and he said it's 1.47% odds.
Yeah, it's really, really low in the sense that the house takes a very, very, very small cut. Mm-hmm. What their idea is to get a lot of people to play, and then they'll make enough to make their money simply by offering really great odds. They don't have, you know, a giant hotel and food and all the things to support that a casino would. Mm-hmm. It's a website to keep going. A very, very pretty one, but, mm-hmm. you know, they don't need to take nearly the cut.
I think God likes those numbers.
Does Brian Sovereign like those numbers?
I like those numbers.
Okay, that's good enough then.
Oh, wait. Does that mean I'm God?
You certainly
only for you,
yourself
buddy.
To be on the show before. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to talk about marriage or bring up anything else that's on your mind.
If I'm God, can I abolish marriage now?
Yes, you can issue holy, heavenly
only for yourself.
Decree. By the way, you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm, at lrn.fm as a contact, and we'll hook you up. So, yep. Mark, tell me the next myth about marriage.
Myth number two is that marriage kills sex. You hear this a lot, is the idea that somehow... You know, single people are getting it on. And I think that, you know, being married, it can also, you know, the grass can be greener on the other side of that fence. I mean, it's certainly happened to me that some young gal who, you know, seems like she's ready to go makes some kind of pass and, you know, that's not really going to work for anybody here. It's going to be a problem. So,
does that happen to you often, Mark?
More often than is comfortable and not often enough, frankly.
So, I've heard this thing about marriage killing sex, but I've also heard a statistic that married people have sex more often.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if this could be reconciled by the fact that probably what they're complaining about within the context of marriage to do with sex is that it's boring, right? Like it's the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings have a need for novelty, right? They need some variety. And sure, you can get variety with the same partner, right? There's all kinds of things you can do, but I think a lot of people just, you know, it gets kind of boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Same person.
I think that you need to approach because people get into a rut and approach sex the same way. So you need different ways to approach it, and that's going to spice things up. I would like to point out that married people not only have more sex, but they have more orgasms when they have sex. So
yeah, sure, you know your partner and you know what pleases them, right?
You know, and my uncle said that he's been married to his wife for 40 years. You know that it only gets better. He said that to me and. You know, that's been my experience is that the skill level increases, like you said, you know your partner. But I do think that you sort of, you know, ruts are no fun. And
there's a reason why there are swingers, you know, because they want the committed relationship. They want the marriage
sure.
and the primary partnership. But they also want sexual adventure, variety, that kind of thing. Not just swingers, but, you know, polyamorous people who have full-on relationships with others,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's a reason why married people watch porn, right?
Yeah.
They're not just looking. They only don't have eyes for their spouse. That's kind of a myth, right? That human beings are just made to be like so super monogamous, right? That, you know, once they fall in love with one person, that's it. They're not even looking at anyone else.
I think culturally we're sort of defined in this monogamous sphere. So, you know, breaking out of that has consequences. And if you're not willing to pay the consequences, whatever they are for you and you know, or your partner, then you have to kind of figure out how to work within what sort of is the reality of human biology. As you've been talking about here.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's funny because there is this strong social pressure for people to be monogamous in their relationships, especially things like marriages, and it's usually a big scandal if somebody steps out of that and they try to hide it. But, you know, I think it needn't be that way, right? Like, we can get our needs for novelty and variety met.
Well, lying's still lying,
married.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But you don't have to lie to your partner in order to have a fun and exciting sex life. You know, you don't have to cheat on them. There's a lot of different things you could do, and not all of them are non-monogamy either. You know, you could watch videos together.
Right. I think that what people have to break out of, and I don't think that there's a problem talking about the details, but I think that what people have to break out of is this paradigm that I'm not one of them, whoever they are doing whatever that is. They need to, you know, try. Look, if it's not boring for you, it's boring for your partner. So you need to try something, you know, new, and it doesn't have to be crazy. Go to one of these places that specialize in this. They're catering to married people.
Oh, yeah.
And when the thought comes up in your mind, well, this isn't right, ask, says who?
Well, the Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled.
Right.
I mean, it's clear.
There you go.
100% clear.
Jesus has given you a pass.
Yes.
Tell us how you spice up your marriage. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.